Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight on Facebook Live as well as our online radio show for our annual show entitled, What Are You Thankful For? God gave me this several years ago because I was going to do a replay of the show. And I said, okay, Lord, what show are we going to do? And the Lord was like, what are you thankful for? And I was like, what, Lord? Well, to make a long story short, He said that that was the topic and that my audience was going to be the guest. So every single year from that point forward, I think this is our fourth annual one, I've been doing that. And so with that said, we're going to move forth. We have several that are going to share with you. And then if time permits, we're going to open up the lines for you guys to do the same. So again, tonight's topic is what are you thankful for? I want to thank my sponsors. I'm totally grateful for my sponsors tonight. We have our own ambassador, our business coach and travel ambassador, Elder Cornelia Brown. I tell you, I thank God for this woman. He put her in my life by way of a play. We were in a play together earlier this year. But she is a travel coach, travel ambassador, a business coach, and she can get you your own personal portal, travel portal, for free. So tell her you heard it right here on On Fire to Inspire and call her at 404-786-0873. And hey, the holidays are coming up, so if some of you are interested in doing the same thing and making some extra money, ask her about that as well. Again, that number is 404-786-0873. Leave your name and email address or your name and phone number, and she'll take good care of you. We have A4 Graphics that handles all your graphic needs that you may need or photography needs. So any photography or graphics you've seen, flyers, any of that has been done by A4 Graphics, and that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. And their number is 706-489-6416. All right, you can actually check out all of our sponsors' Facebook pages, their business pages. We have Vodiology. Vodiology actually did our song, if y'all heard that, as we came in. They actually did the jingle. They rewrote the jingle, did the music, and they are V-A-U-D-I-O-L-O-G-Y, Vodiology. They're at 706-873-1519. Again, that was 706-873-1519. And as I said, all of them have Facebook business pages. And we have the singing voice that y'all heard. Y'all heard that voice, right? Anointed. That is Deidre Novette, the one and only. She has a page called The Official Deidre Novette. And y'all want to go out and support her. She has an EP that came out called This Is Me. And y'all, it's cost less than a value meal. So go out and support my sister. It's called This Is Me. And all of her stuff is inspirational, beautiful, beautiful spirit, beautiful voice. She's just so beautiful. And then Finally, don't forget, if you hadn't already done it, go get your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox. As we're moving into 2020, we're shifting our mindset and doing everything new. So as we're doing everything new, we're making sure that the fresh and the new starts here, right, in our mind. So that's on any of your digital outlets, just like with her, This Is Me. It is in on any of your digital outlets. Oh, and my jewelry. Can't forget my jewelry. Ultimately, Unique You, they just take good care of me. Angelisa, take good care of you. Look out on Instagram, and it's Ultimately Unique in the letter U. All kinds of beautiful, beautiful jewelry on Ultimately Unique You on Instagram. So thank you so much to all of my sponsors. If you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We'll tell you more about it. It's very affordable. Y'all, we're going to get started on what are you thankful for? So I have several guests that God placed in my heart that's going to share tonight. I'm not even going to start us out. Edward Surratt, Mr. Expect Greater himself, is going to start us out. So, Edward, I'm going to be bringing you on right now. Let's see if we can hear you. Can you hear us loud and clear, man of God?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, guys. I hope y'all can hear him. All right, so Edward, thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire. Tell us, man of God, what are you thankful for?
Wow. You know, that is such a, first of all, just thank you for being obedient to God and having this program on tonight, and just thank you for inviting me to be a part of it. So I'm thankful for that, just thankful for the friendship that you and I have. But when you ask the question of what am I thankful for, that is such a loaded question, and I say loaded in such in a great way, because you know, to see this day, you know, to see this day, November the 27th, I think the day 27th, to see this day, and you realize God has brought you down through another year, has brought me down through another year, brought us down through another year, and looking at that, I just have to be thankful that He has allowed me, first and foremost, to see this day, a day in which, you know, I've never seen before, a day in which it wasn't promised, a day in which he didn't have to do it. But old folks said, aren't you glad that He did? So I'm thankful for that, thankful that He allowed me just to see this day. Everything that I've gone through over the years, over this past year, I'm thankful for that, because it has made me the person and the man and the husband that I am today. It has made me who I am. So when you're thankful for all of those things, you have to step back, and you're able to look and see what God has done. You're able to look and see what God is doing. You're able to look and see where God is potentially leading you to do. And when you understand all of that, the thankful, you're thankful for just being in His will. You're thankful that you are connected to an almighty God. So when you talk about what am I thankful for, yes, I'm thankful for my family, my friends, you know, my home, all that. I'm thankful for that. But my most important thing that I'm thankful for is just being able to know that God is with me. Being able to know that God has kept me. I'm thankful for the fact that God is with me. And that's what I'm thankful for. It's not, you know, and knowing that He's with me, knowing that He's there, knowing that He has blessed me, allows me to continue to expect greater each and every day of my life. That's what expect greater is all about. It's about hope. It's about hope, and, you know, it's about hope, giving hope to those who are hopeless, giving that something to someone that says, you know, I can't. Yes, you can. I won't. Yes, you will. I shouldn't. Yes, you should. God didn't call me. He might not have called. God has blessed you to do it. But it's being able to understand and hear God's voice in everything that I do. So I'm thankful for that, because that has taught me lessons. Did I always do the right thing? No. Did any of us always do the right thing? No. But God has blessed me. God has blessed me to be able to just share my vision, to be able to spread the word, to be able to spread those two words of expect greater to change lives. God has blessed me to travel to several different countries. God has blessed me. And I'm just thankful that I have him in my life at 52 years old. And that's what I'm thankful for, because everything else just falls into place. Everything else falls into place when you know that God has you, when you know that you can trust him, even when you can't trace him. That's when you know you're thankful. And those are the things that I'm thankful for.
I love
that.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for the fact that I am his child. And that says a lot. I mean, that says a lot. So that's what I'm thankful for, because if it wasn't for him, you know, the old cliche, they say, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? It may be cliche-ish, but it's the truth.
I love something you said. You said, I love him. I trust him even when I can't trace him. Is that what you said?
That's what I said. You got to love him. You got to trust him even when you can't trace him. Because there are times in our lives where we feel like God has abandoned us. God has turned his back on us. God is not even present. God isn't listening. God, you know, you're crying out, and God is nowhere to be found. But something on the inside of you says, I want you to keep going, because you got to trust me. When you can't trace me, you got to trust me when you can't trace me. And that's what a lot of us go through. A lot of us, you know, we have our trials and tribulations. But in those trials and tribulations, we need to be thankful that in the midst of those trials and tribulations, we haven't thrown in the towel. And even the times we've thrown in the towel, he throws it right back at us. And so, wipe that sweat off, keep going, you know. So I'm just thankful that I have him in my life. That's my biggest thankful. And it's not just, I know this is the season that we are really, people are, you know, this extra giving, extra thankful. But when you have God with you, it's 365. You're thankful every day.
Amen.
You're thankful every day, because it could have been you. It could have been you laid up in the hospital. It could have been you in the jail. It could have been you in the nursing home. It could have been you in the graveyard. It could have been you. And I'm just thankful that God chose to keep me another day. So that's what I'm thankful for. I'm just blessed and thankful that God has allowed me to use two words of expect greater to change lives. And continue to change lives. So that's it. That's all I have. Because I can keep going, but I know we have some other powerful speakers, other powerful guests, and I don't want to take up no much of your time. So I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for you, Aaliyah. I really am. I'm thankful for you that you continue to keep the vision that God gave you before you, and keep running with it. So I pray that God continues to bless you in all that you do. And I just pray that he enlarges your territory in ways that you've only dreamed about, that you've never dreamt about.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for your obedience and doing so.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Okay, so that was Mr. Expect Greater, Edward L. Surratt. So next up, we have Hetty Simmons. Hetty J is about what she goes by. And Hetty, I'm getting ready to unmute you now. I'm trying to see if I can bring you on the screen. Let me see. I sent you an invitation already for to bring you on the screen, but I don't think it's going to let you do both. I think you're going to have to do one or the other. Great evening to you, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening. I am awesome. How are you doing, sister, on fire to inspire?
I am great. I'm excited. You guys are just blessing me tremendously.
I am already blessed listening to Brother Eric with his testimony. It is truly amazing, truly amazing. Yes, it is. And I just want to thank you for the invitation. I take it not lightly. I'm just even thankful just for being able to just open my mouth and speak. So thankful.
Amen. Well, what are you thankful for, Ms. Hetty J? We appreciate you for joining us.
You are so welcome. I am thankful. When I was asked the question, what hit me the most was, you know, the pain that I've been through. A lot of time people don't think about the pain and how the pain does bring the goodness of what God has in you, through you. And when I say pain, I even think about suicide, because this is the season that most people think that they are not loved, not realizing that the love from God truly comes from above. And I think about that moment when I actually tried to commit suicide almost 30-something years ago when I was in college, and I thought I was not loved. But as I look back and see how God actually stepped in, and then he used that moment that I thought that I was away, falling away from who God had created me to be and all of his love and his vastness, that he used that, I am able to, you know, speak to others when they have that same feeling, because it's a spirit. It's a spirit that takes us away from the love of God. So I'm thankful, even though it may not make sense, for the pain, that for one day that I knew that it would pass away. I'm also thankful for those who curses me, because I get the chance to show them how to be blessed instead in spite of their mess. I'm also thankful for the hate that other people show, for I am charged to show them who God is and all his greatness. So the pain sometimes does bring out the goodness, because I didn't learn all of who God was by just skipping in a field of daisies. You know, I was in roses, but the roses had thorns too. But even they have a purpose, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just so thankful to still be here and to be able to tell others that it's okay. God is still with you. He loves you even in your pain. And even in that, he will allow you to be a conqueror. And then in that, have much, much more to gain. So I'm thankful. I'm very, very thankful. What about you?
I am so grateful and thankful. Now, you wrote a piece or something you sent me yesterday, and it was so befitting for this hour. Could you share that with us?
Wow, what was that piece? I think I sent out, I know what it was. I was actually talking about people giving up. And this being the season, because it's around the holiday time where people want to take their lives. So I was just trying to inspire and let people know that God is with them, even when they think that they are alone, that God is with them, and everything that they can ever go through, his peace will make them feel at home, and that no matter what it is that you think you can't handle, God can, because he is the ultimate man, you know, when he was wrapped in flesh and walked on this earth as Jesus, and to remind people that God is with us. He's with us. I mean, he's with us. I can't quite recall all the words, but that was the bulk, the message of me sending that instant message out on yesterday, to let people know you have to live. That's what it was, to live, to live, no matter what happens, to live, because Christ is in you, and he gave his all for you, and that you have the right to live. That's what it was, to live.
Yes, I love it. You have the right to live. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. Yes. Oh, my goodness. But thank you so much, Hattie, for sharing with us what you're thankful for, and reminded us that we have so much more to be thankful for as well. So thank you so much for sharing.
You are so welcome. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, so we had Mr. Expect Greater, Edward L. Surratt. We had Hattie J. And next up, we have Minister Cheryl Coulter. So we're going to bring her on. Cheryl, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Welcome to On Friday Inspire.
Awesome, awesome. What a glorious time in the Lord it is in this season of Thanksgiving. For we know that this is a day that the Lord has made, and surely we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I know that there, as Miss Hattie J said, thank God for the season that we're in, and we know that different ones battle different spirits, and there's things that the enemy tries to take us through. But just to be an uplifting voice on tonight, just to remember and just to speak a word over the people, is that when the devil can't take you out, he tries to wear you out. So I'm just thankful that the Lord has given us the gifts of discernment, the gifts of love, the gifts of the Spirit, that allow us to hopefully reach out to somebody else. Because I'm thankful on tonight that as the Lord has begun to that the beginning of my relationship with him was salvation. And so to the listeners out there tonight, you know, the beginning of the Lord is simply is salvation and relationship with him. You know, tonight I'm thankful. I'm reminded that at one time I was in a place that the Lord had to come and rescue me. But again, you know, on tonight I've heard the theme about healing and pain and things that, you know, different ones have been through. But, you know, I just thank God for his deliverance, his power. I mean, every, you know, he's a wonder. You know, you used to hear that song in the old church, you know, he's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder because he's able to do the miraculous, the wonderful things. And I thank God because as we go through our trials and our tribulations, I'm reminded that, you know, James tells us to consider it pure joy, the trying of our faith, that we're patience and let patience have its perfect work in us. And, you know, we're not perfect creatures, but we're perfectly imperfect. And so, you know, I'm thankful on tonight that, you know, the Lord saw past my faults and saw that I was worth saving. So, you know, on tonight, I'm just thankful. I pray that my voice is a voice of thankfulness on tonight because truly God is so awesome. He's so good. He's wonderful and he's mighty. And I'm thankful tonight, you know, as for the few minutes that we have, you know, I'm thankful tonight to hear the other voices on the show tonight because it reminds me that I'm thankful for my kingdom connections. You know, sometimes we have to get out of our place of comfort and move into a place of discomfort. And so, you know, because I get, you know, I'm shy. I'm not a big talker until, you know, the Lord allows me to open up my mouth and speak those things that he would have me to say. On tonight, I'm thankful for my husband and my children because I can remember starting out in a life as a single parent, but the Lord said not so, and he brought me my Boaz. And so I thank God for him on tonight and my three wonderful children. I thank God tonight for, you know, just the opportunity to share. You know, the Lord didn't have to allow me to have this opportunity or this assignment on tonight. So I thank God for him placing me in your spirit. You know, I just thank God because, you know, on tonight, again, as the theme has been healing and pain and things that people have been through. You know, I thank God for the income because it produces an outcome. Yeah, the income produces an outcome. And I thank God that although we go through and that indwelling, sometime when the Lord comes through, it don't feel good, but, you know, it's working something in us that's going to produce something, not only just for you, but it's for somebody else. You know, it's easy to tell somebody something of what you think or what you heard, but when you can tell somebody, I personally experienced that. That's why Miss Hetty J's tonight, what she was saying is so powerful because she said, I tried to commit suicide. So who better to tell somebody about how to survive, be a survivor and live except somebody that's been there before. So, you know, on tonight, I thank God for opportunity because you know what? The Lord doesn't have to open up doors and he doesn't have to do that. But you know what? I'm reminded that he opens up the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing that we wouldn't have room enough to receive. So, you know, on tonight, just thankful again for family, for friends, for kingdom connections, for relationship. I thank God for the Son. I thank God for the Savior. I thank God because he did something that nobody else could do. And so, you know, on tonight, I'm just thankful. And as we continue to head into this season of Thanksgiving, I know everybody's rushing to get to Christmas. Oh, Christmas is coming. But, no, I want to stop and be thankful because, you know, it's not everybody gets the opportunity. Everybody didn't make it to this day, but, you know, for those of us that have made it, thank God we did, because there must be a reason that we're walking in this season and we're walking where we are. And, you know, I just thank God on tonight because I have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity to reach out and give and love on somebody that may not feel love on tonight. We have an opportunity to be God's hands and his feet. We have the opportunity to be his heart. And, you know, the word tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. And, you know, for, you know, you hear that, you hear scriptures all the time and you're like, you know, we have our own ideas and interpretations of what scriptures mean, but when you allow the Holy Spirit to give you revelation, you know what, there is nothing else in the world like our God. And so, you know, tonight, to you, to my cousin, my family, my friend, my sister in Christ, the one that took me under her wing all through school and made sure, you know, I had, knew my way around and took the right classes and tried to help keep me on the right track. And I thank God for you because God has given you a vision and a platform to be able to be able to reach out and to be able to allow people to come together, to be able to share the word of God and to be able to come together on one accord. And it's nothing like being on one accord. And that's why this show is so powerful tonight, because nobody came with their own agenda, but everybody came with the agenda of Jesus Christ and the agenda of just telling somebody else of what you're thankful for. So on tonight, I just want to pour out my heart and tell you, Miss On Fire, to inspire my family, my cousin, Miss Aaliyah, that I'm so proud of you, so thankful for you, thankful for allowing the Lord to use you in such a mighty and powerful way. And so tonight, again, I'm just thankful. I just thankful for all things, for everything, the good, the bad, and even the ugly, because, again, my income is producing an outcome that's not for me, that's just for me, but it's for somebody else. So thank God for you. Thank God for all, everybody that's going to share tonight. I'm so excited and excited to hear more about what others are thankful for on tonight.
Amen. And I had to tell you what your husband was saying on Facebook Live when you started. He said, big Minister Terrell Coulter, he said, that's my wife. And he said that he loves me and he loves, he said, I'm thankful for you both. So thank you, cousin. I give God praise for each and every one of you, because God gave me the assignment tonight. He said, you're going to still do your annual, what you're thankful for, but you're going to do it a little differently. And so he handed you guys, and then we're going to still open up the lines like normally do. But he was saying, you all were going to set the atmosphere, saturate the atmosphere. So I thank God for you all. I thank you for his heart, because that's what you have, his heart. And I thank you all for your obedience, each and every one of you that have gone to this point and that will continue tonight. So thank you again.
No, thank you.
All right. So next up, we have my sponsor, my sister, Elder Cornelia Brown. Elder Cornelia Brown, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. How are you this evening?
I am so blessed. I am so blessed, and I'm so thankful for you, my beautiful sister, a gem in the Lord. You are such a gem. You're such a person of light. And you know what? I just am so thankful for that God has brought you into my life through our amazing play that I hope that we get to do again. And yes. I just want to share a little bit. I'm not going to be long tonight because I know that time is very of value here. But what I want to share with you is an amazing poem that Mr. Alberto Casing has written. Okay? He said, be thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. Because if you did, what would be there to look forward to? Be thankful that you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful, even in your difficult times, because during those times, God will help you to grow. So be thankful, even though you have limitations, because they will give you great opportunities for improvement. Listen, be thankful, even though you're making mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons, so learn well. My child, be thankful, even when you are so tired and weary, because if you did it unto God, you actually made a difference. It's easy, he says, to be thankful for the good things. But a life of rich fulfillment really comes from those who are thankful, even in their setbacks. Why? Because they deeply rooted in the love of Christ. So everyone, find a way. Find a way to to be thankful, even in all your trouble, and God will turn them into mighty blessings. So I just want to finish here with this, that we go through so much. The world right now is going through so much turmoil, not just here in the United States, as you can hear. I'm originally from Germany, so all over this earth. But you know what? Let's be thankful and not get weary in our well-doing, because our due season will surely come. But here is the key. Let's not faint. Let's not faint. And how do you go through? How do you go through? It's by knowing that you serve a mighty God. Yes, we are all flawed, God's children. We are flawed. I'm flawed, you're flawed. But we serve a mighty, flawless God. And if we just walk in thankfulness and true agape love, you see, we cannot agape love each other without being thankful. Also, we cannot agape love each other without forgiving one another for all of our shortcomings. But so tonight, I just want to celebrate with all of you. Reach out my hand and say, let's take each other's hand and be thankful for each other, for the breath that we are allowed to take every day. And in the morning, when we have another grand opening and get to open our eyes, let's be vibrant ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when people come into our energy, that we don't have to tell them I'm saved. We don't have to tell them I'm a Christian. They will feel the love of God in deep thankfulness. I turn it back over to you, and I just want to let you know I'm thankful for you. I love you with all my heart. And thank you for allowing me to be connected to you.
Thank you so much for the connection. I tell you, I thank God for divine connections. And you all have said so much tonight that God is, you just confirmed so many things, all of you tonight. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you again for everything. All right, so up next, guys, we have Miss Nicole, Minister Nicole Bryant. Actually, I think Nicole is Prophetess Nicole Bryant. But Nicole, you are up next. Welcome to All Friday. How are you?
I'm great. We're all ministers of the gospel, so I'm not title struck, so it doesn't matter if minister is fine. As long as I'm a vessel unto God, that's what matters. But I thank you for having me on tonight. Thank you for even allowing me to share on tonight. I have so much to be thankful for, Aaliyah. Like, God is just so awesome. And I really want to sometimes shake people for them to really realize how awesome God is, because people don't realize that we shouldn't only be thankful for Thanksgiving. We should be thankful every day of our lives, because there's so much to be thankful for. Even on our worst day, it's still something to be thankful for. Today I was in so much pain because they have diagnosed me with plantar fasciitis, and it's hard for me to walk. And for my job, I stand up all day. And today my feet were so swollen. I was in so much pain. But I literally said, God, I thank you that I can yet walk, because on Sunday after service, we went to the rehab to see some women. My friend said, can y'all go with us to pray with some women in the rehab? And both of them had swollen feet. I mean, their legs and their feet were so swollen. It was like, oh, my goodness, like almost like elephant feet, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. Mm-hmm. And even though I have pain in my feet and my feet get swollen, I still can walk. Neither of them could walk. They're literally on bed rest. And one of the ladies, she told us that even they dropped her because she's heavy, trying to get her up. They literally dropped her. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, my goodness. And so I just, like, even with the pain, like sometimes I have to sit. So like today my feet were killing me, but I still have feet. I still can walk on my own. I still can get from point A to point B. So I'm just so thankful to God because he just keeps proving himself over and over and over. There's nothing that prayer does not change. There's nothing that prayer don't do. Even last night I was just sharing, we're at the church right now giving out Thanksgiving baskets to whoever needed them, turkeys and everything, you know, for Thanksgiving, and we're waiting for the rest of the people to come. And I was sharing with them that last night we had our Thanksgiving, actually all day yesterday. I stayed two shifts at my job yesterday, and I'm a cosmetology teacher. And we had our Thanksgiving dinner for the school. So all the students, all the staff, we all bring food, and it was so much food, day and night class, in the whole entire school. And we have four classes in the day and five classes in the night. So you can imagine how much food we had. And I just was like, God, I don't want to throw this food in the garbage. Students were taking food home, staff were taking, but it was still so much food left. And I literally was like, God, it's hurting my heart if I have to throw this food in the garbage. And I told my students, I said, go outside. It was 8:30 last night. Go outside and see if you see any homeless people outside. And if they're outside, please let them tell them we have food for them. A man came. He said, I know some men that sleep in a train station. He was like, I'm going to take food to them. I said, okay. He said, but can you save me some food? I said, I'll have a backpack for you because we have so much food. I packed up two big shopping bags of food. He took that to the men in the train station and came back, and he had one day. I'm talking about desserts. I'm talking about drinks, food, chicken, turkey, anything you can name was in these bags, complete food. I gave them plates. I gave them forks. I gave them spoons. And I was just so thankful. I said, God, thank you that I did not have to throw this food in the garbage because these men probably have not seen a real meal in God knows how long. But right. That's what I mean, that God is such a prayer-answering God. If we just really pray, I don't care what it is that we put before God, he makes that thing happen. And I was so happy last night. My students was like, wow, Miss Nicole, because they saw me. I was like, God, you know, and I wasn't like in a deep prayer. I just was walking around like, I don't want to throw this food in the garbage, God. Please just let somebody be outside. Literally just walking, talking, you know. And they was like, wow, Miss Nicole, like, and then they were so amazed because they actually saw prayer work. You know, they actually seen the manifestation of prayer in just that quick amount of time. And something that somebody would have thought was so minor, but it wasn't really minor because they began to get happy last night. They was like, wow, like you really said. So when I got to work today, because some of my students had to make up time, they was telling the other students like, wow, you know, we fed homeless people last night. Like, you know, the man came and like these people were able to eat. Like they had the same food we had. You know, they were so amazed. And it just made my heart so happy. So happy. I was just like, God, I can't fathom who wouldn't want to serve a God that we serve. It's just mind-blowing sometimes. But he is so good. God is just so good. And I've been homeless before. I didn't have to sleep outside, but I did sleep at my job. I slept at friends' houses on the floor. So I know what it feels like not to have your own, not to know from day to day where you're going to stay, you know, if you're going to have to be outside in the rain, if you're, you know, I know what that life is about. So it just so overwhelmed with joy, you know, that God, he just provides. He is Jehovah Jireh. He provides everything we need.
Yes,
that's
he
what I'm
is.
Thankful for,
yes,
Leah.
I'm so grateful that you joined us tonight and shared that, because one of the things you did last night, as you just, you know, you didn't go deep, you just spoke in prayer and faith, and that increases your students' faith right there. And you don't know what you did just for them, and then for them to see God just quickly and expeditiously manifest that thing. Oh my goodness. And so we don't even understand the power of us being obedient even in that moment. You know, your heart said, I don't want this to go to waste because someone's in need of this. And so thank you so much for all that you do, because like I was telling a friend of mine today, I said, everybody's not called to a pulpit. Everybody's not called to, you know, you're called to where he's calling you to. And so God is going to use you however, you know, like he used you at the school or however,
mm-hmm.
and you may be in the pulpit because God used you in different capacities. But some people get afraid when you say, well, he's going to use me. I don't want to preach. You may not necessarily be where I'm going.
I was Jonah for a little bit. I'll tell you the truth. I was Jonah for a little bit. But when you think about it, Aaliyah, I've had cancer. Mm-hmm. I've been homeless. I've had a hernia where they said I shouldn't have lived. Matter of fact, when I first was born, I was born 8 months. The doctor said that I shouldn't have lived. They told my mother that I am definitely a miracle because the hospital that I was born in, because I was 8 months, didn't have an incubator. They had to literally helicopter me to a different hospital in a different borough than which I was born in. And the doctors told my mother, she's not going to make it. She's not going to make it. And I'm still here, and I'm over 40. So when God has destined and purposed you, you know, the enemy can't have his way. And when I was running from my calling, you know, didn't want to preach, and I always ministered, like just helping. I always helped because I just love to help people. But when you talk about having to, you know, really take a mic or, you know, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I'll go to the shelter. You know, I would do that. But to stand before the people, but then when you think about all that God's done for you and all the trials that I've been through and how I can help somebody else, there was no way that I could continue in that place of being Jonah. I couldn't.
Right.
It was just laying heavy on my heart. And I said, God's done too much for me not to try to help somebody else, because I'm pretty sure whenever he calls me to minister, there's somebody that's among the people that is at that place of giving up, which I have been at times, thoughts of suicide, you know, and I said, I cannot allow that person or those people to continue in a place that they are when I know God has delivered me. I know God has healed me. I know God has provided for me. So if I tell my story, then I know that they can get a little bit of faith, because it just takes the size of a mustard seed, that they will be able to press a little bit more. And that's why I do what I do for God.
Thank you so much for sharing tonight, Nicole. Praise God for you. And we're declaring total healing over your feet. And we're not accepting a diagnosis, but we're accepting a healing that's already manifested.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for sharing tonight.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. Guys, this has been so beautiful. I tell you, when you just do what God tells you to do, you can't even plan it the way he does, okay? We're going to open the lines up for others now. I'm going to read some of the ones that have chatted in. Hadn't had an opportunity because we were letting those ladies and gentlemen go. My fellow radio sister says she's thankful for her health, her peace, and her family. And then we have Miss Smith says, I'm thankful for being blessed with a wonderful family, life, health, and strength. And let's see anybody else share that wants to read it. Now, if you want to, yes, everybody has been such a blessing, Hetty. That is so true. Now, anybody else want to share, you're welcome to dial in on the radio line, or you can type it in the Facebook Live, or I can bring you on the screen with me. So we're 929-477-2178 if you want to dial in on the radio line. That's 929-477-2178. Press option 1 and go ahead and bring your own live with us. Or if you want to be camera shy or voice shy, then type it in here, and I'll go ahead and read it for you. Thankful for you, little sister. Love you. Thank you, Mia. Love you, too. Thank you. I thank God for the opportunity to have been able to slide in and give you guys hugs and kisses, celebrating our brother's pastoral anniversary. I thank God for that, because he is a walking testimony. When I tell y'all, my brother had triple, Mia? He had a major heart surgery several months ago. And when I tell you, when I saw him Sunday for the first time since then, he doesn't even look like he ever had a surgery. Now, that's the kind of God I serve. When I tell you, you take a look at my brother, and he looked like me and you. So I give God praise. He had a quadruple bypass. But I tell you, we serve a God that is a healer. And when I tell you he looked awesome, he's walking around talking and preaching and everything else, I'm sure, because you know how my brother is. But just looks fine. And I give God praise. I give him praise. I give him praise. Quadruple bypass in July. So, y'all, we're talking about just 4 months ago. He had a quadruple bypass. And God just, oh, when I tell y'all, God is a healer. He is a healer. Woo, anybody else want to share tonight? I tell you, we have had some, oh, my God. Y'all just don't understand when. And I'm trying to keep it together, y'all. I'm trying not to get too full, okay? But when you God put something on your heart and you just walk in total obedience, you get what we just had. And each and every person shared tonight, I felt your hearts, and there were some other people's hearts that you touched. So thank you for your obedience, each and every one of y'all. Y'all know I'm a big crybaby, right? But I just thank God, because when you do what he do, when he what he tells you to do, you cannot plan it any other way. Nobody, I knew what nobody was saying. I just asked them as God showed me who to ask to share. I just did exactly that. And I said, whatever God gives you, what are you thankful for? That's what we're doing. So I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God that this Thanksgiving season, that you're going to walk in that season filled with joy, filled with some of the words that were left with us, that were shared with us tonight, understanding that you're not thankful just for a holiday, but you're thankful for this life each and every day that he's given us. One of the things that I tell God all the time is, God, I thank you. Because I wake up every morning saying, God, I'm thankful for my life, because so many people, young and old, have already checked out of here. They've gone into the eternal rest. And so what I'm saying is, I'm thankful every day. I thank God for my health. I thank God for my family. I thank God for being used by him and him using me, because like Nicole said, she was a Jonah at one time. When God told me to do this, I was like, me? I don't know anything about this. But he said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. So I want to go ahead and shake somebody on up out of that little nest in that comfort zone that you've been in. I want to shake you on up and push you on up out of it, because it's time to come out the comfort zone. It's time to walk in everything that he's calling you to. It's time to live out a purposeful life. It's time for you to live your life and no longer exist. So if nobody else wants to share tonight, we're going to go ahead and end the broadcast. But thank y'all for all of you tuning in tonight to On Friday Inspire, to our annual What Are You Thankful For show. I thank God for each and every one of you. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much turkey, y'all. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Friday Inspire. I'm thankful to be thankful. Amen, Niecy. Amen, amen. So love you guys. See you same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you.